The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
We are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are so glad you're along with us, and we want you to join us online at eradiosports.com. Keep the emails coming on in at info@eradiosports.com. And as always, each and every week, we love talking and spending time with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. He never needs an introduction, a three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska. And Jason, we have got so many topics to hit on. You know, I'm hearing rumors that Taylor Martinez, he wants to be an NFL quarterback. We could talk about Kevin Ware, you know, at the situation at Louisville. But let's, right off the top, what about Rutgers coach Mike Rice being fired? I watched the videotape. I tell you, it was difficult to watch. And as a parent, if my son was out there, I'd be wanting to do a Latrell Sprewell and grab that coach by the throat. I mean, nobody treats my son that way, right?
Yeah, I would have a problem with one of my daughter's coaches acting like that. I think any parent would. You know, it's Rutgers obviously did the only thing that they could do, and that is to fire Mike Rice. You know, but the thing I think that's interesting is that players of ex-players that I guess no longer need Coach Rice or rely on him for playing time, or you know, they're gone, they're out of the program, and if there's a window for some of these guys to let their true feelings be known about Coach Rice, then it seems like now would be a perfect opportunity to do so. And he's had nothing but support from ex-players that have come out and said, you know, we never felt uncomfortable, or we never felt like we were threatened. And you know, there are certain things that happened in that videotape. You know, certainly the gay slurs, you know, especially on Rutgers campus after that freshman Tyler Clemente, I believe his last name
was. Yes, jumped off the George Washington.
Suicide after being secretly taped in his dorm room. But, you know, so those things are sensitive issues everywhere, but especially when you have something like that happen on your campus, it's a real hot topic. And, you know, the tape obviously has him dropping a bunch of gay slurs, and you know, I think when you combine that with what people are seeing with their own eyes, and you know, a lot of people have never been in on a practice field or in a practice arena, and you know, sometimes they don't know how heated it is. Now, did he step over a line? Yeah, I mean, for a guy myself who played football, I look at that and, you know, I'm seeing him wing basketballs, and basketballs, you know, they're not like the little play balls that I throw at my three-year-old, you know, that are made of cotton. I mean, those, you get hit with a basketball on the side of the head, I mean, that could do some damage, and he's throwing them point blank. You know, he's 2-3 feet away from these guys, and they're not looking when he's throwing them. And you know, he's coming around and he's shoving guys, and I'd never been shoved like that by a coach. So yeah, there were things that happened on that tape that even I was shocked.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, when I watched the video, it was disturbing. You know, the hitting, the shoving, the berating of players, and just as you were talking about, so many of the slurs that were being said. But do you think that this happens a lot in college basketball today, and that players are not speaking up and sharing that just because of the loyalty to the program, and that they would, you know, let it all hang out about their coach?
I don't know if it happens to this extent, but do I feel like there are forms of intimidation happening out there? Absolutely. And the problem is with the structure that is in place in sports, and you know, especially at the collegiate level, where you have players that aren't making anything. I mean, they're on scholarship. At least half of them aren't. A lot of them are paying their own way, and you have these coaches then that are making Well, in Mike Rice's case, he was making about $620,000 this past year. But you talk about some of the more high-profile guys, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5 million, football coaches, you know, the average. You know, these guys are well over $1 million. They kind of hold all the cards. They hold the power. And it's difficult for some of these schools if something like this happens. Number one, they're going to go through this black eye, this image, right, that their sport or their athletic department's out of control, and they have this guy who, you know, maybe we're paying $4 million a year, and what, he's abusing, he's physically abusing some of his players, you know, when the camera's not on. You know, it's easier for these schools to just kind of try to sweep it underneath the carpet like Rutgers did, rather than deal with this thing, because they know it will create a media firestorm, which now ultimately it has. So I understand, you know, kind of where this it's kind of like a double-edged sword here. You know, once you're kind of in bed with these coaches, you're kind of in bed with them. And if something happens like this, well, then the athletic director or the president, like in this case where these guys now are in hot water as well, it's like, how come you didn't see these signs? Or how could you hire a guy like this? How could you give a guy like this $4 or $5 million a year? And, you know, it's just it's a mess.
Well, I have to wonder, too, you know, the administrators, that, you know, they saw the videotape of this, just this behavior by Mike Rice, and they didn't fire him. I mean, they welcomed him back. I mean, yeah, you got a 3-game suspension and a $50,000 fine in December, but after seeing that, I found that surprising.
Yeah, it's Tim Pernetti. He's the athletic director, and I'm all for, I mean, that he saw the video. You know, the president is claiming that he didn't see it until this week, but that...
Do you believe that?
I have a hard time believing.
Really?
That. Uh-huh. Because if you know that one of your highest paid employees is or could be physically assaulting and verbally assaulting some of your players, and it's on videotape, wouldn't you as the president say, I need to see this with my own eyes? And for me to now, you know, try to believe that he hasn't seen it till this week, I find that hard to believe. But the athletic director, you know that he saw it. You know, right now you're hearing that his job is safe, that I guess the work that he did to get Rutgers into the Big Ten Conference is now maybe outweighing, you know, what's happened here with Mike Rice, which, you know, I find that hard to believe. I mean, in today's society, you know, it's kind of what have you done for me lately? And you know, this thing with the coach is the latest. People tend to forget what happened a year ago or what happened 2 years ago. It's what'd you do yesterday? What'd you do today? And today it's not good for Rutgers athletic department.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds, because as you said, Jason, I mean, there's faculty members that are demanding the resignation of the university president. And, you know, I have to wonder too, any coach, you know, that has watched this and seen how this has all unfolded, this has to send a message to them that they have to tone it down in practice. And I mean, can they be firing off all those expletives and getting those kids' faces? I mean, and shoving them?
Yeah, I mean, I think after the whole deal with Bobby Knight,
it's going to make you paranoid, because, you know, you're going to have media there at practice. They could be videotaping what you're doing, upload that. You know, some folks could be offended, and then they could be calling for your job.
Absolutely, but I think, and maybe things change for a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, but then there's always somebody else or... the current coaches look at it and say, well, that's not a big issue anymore, because nothing's happened as of late. No other coaches have been caught. And I think, you know, that's like a personality thing, I think, you know, with Mike Rice. I don't care how many anger management classes you send him to. I think, you know, this is the way that this guy
is. Is he married?
Coach, no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And I think there are guys out there that they use intimidation, and you know, I'm all for you know, kind of making kids mentally tough, because let's face it, that's part of the game, especially when you're talking about a sport like basketball or a sport like football. I mean, you've got to be mentally tough, and if you got guys out there that are soft and they're not going to fight till the end. I mean, you got to kind of know what kind of fight you got in the dog, you know, before you send them out there into a battlefield. I think he obviously went over the line, but, you know, it is a fine line. There's a lot of fine lines in athletics, and especially when you're now making the type of money that these guys are making. I mean, the Rutgers basketball coach, $622,000, I think he made this year. And it's funny because I think about that, and I think, you know, back to when I was in college, which was now, 15 years ago, and Tom Osborne is coming off of his third national championship. Well, his third national championship, he retired. But at the time he retired, he was making $250,000 in salary, and then he would get some bonuses here and there, which he would give to all of his assistant coaches. Oh, any bonus he got, he'd give to assistants. And it's, you know, we're thinking just 15 years that now the Rutgers basketball coach, I mean, you're not talking about Coach K here or Coach Izzo. I mean, you're talking about Mike Rice, who up until this point, I probably never even heard of him. $620,000. I mean, these guys are making so much money. Well, when you're making that type of money, the magnifying glass, and especially now with you know, all the different media and the social media, and you don't get away with anything anymore.
Jason Peter with us just for about another minute right here on the Big E Sports Show. We want you to quickly weigh in. We got the Final Four going on. And what about Louisville's Kevin Ware? I mean, just he said that he didn't feel the pain when his leg snapped. But it's just like Rick Pitino said, sometimes in life you don't have the words when you're faced with a situation like that. And I just thought it was remarkable how Kevin Ware said five times to his teammates, he said, look, you know, just go win the game. Just go win the game when those guys came over to him. And it got it through him.
Like the thumbs up from Mike Utley back when he got carted off with the Detroit Lions.
That's right. And, yes. Good example.
It's sad. I mean, here you have a kid in college. I mean, whole future's ahead of him, and you know, maybe we're making the potential with his future basketball. You know, I think sometimes we think about how it was when we were going through sports. And I think if something like this happened 15 years ago, chances are he never plays again. But now with the way modern medicine is, and you know, you have NFL running backs coming back from major knee reconstruction in 6 months and 8 months, I don't doubt it that this kid will be back. And I think if you are strong enough mentally and you're willing to put in the work with the rehab and building, you know, the strength of all your muscles back up, I think anything's possible. But gosh, I mean, just the worst time. The lights are shining the brightest, and you're in the middle of one of the biggest games of your life, and something like that happens. And, you know, according to him, he's never really been hurt. He said he broke his hand at one point, and now, you know, he's dealt with an injury that, like it happened on the court, made other athletes kind of turn their head. I mean, there were reports that Louisville players were vomiting as soon as they saw it happen. I mean, it could only imagine.
Well, for a reserve 20-year-old, I mean, he showed a lot of composure, and it is an amazing story, and just a remarkable young man. Hey, listen, Jason, we will catch up. We'll do a recap of the spring game for Nebraska, and we look forward to talking to you next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead here in just a moment, and join us online at eradiosports.com.